Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us for Spectrum today. I am your host, Kevin Sandler, delighted to welcome Michael Capelli to the program. He heads up Ohio Marshallese Youth. And Mike, good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we got a big day coming up Saturday, May the 4th, Lakeshore Park. As I understand, that is what is known as Constitution Day. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so this is going to be our very first public event open to the public. It celebrates the 45th Republic of the Marshall Islands Constitution Day. And since we have an influx of Marshallese moving into the Mercer County, we wanted to host the event in light of trying to get everybody to know us so that we can know you better, so that we can all just live in harmony type situation.
Hey, that's a great idea. And yep. Can you share what's the hours for that on that day?
Yeah, so opening ceremony will be at 11 a.m., but it's going to be an all-day event. 10 p.m. is when we close, and you'll be seeing a lot of me and a lot of my voice on the speakers, so please bring some earplugs or anything.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about, what there'll be for people to do. The opening ceremony certainly sound interesting. What's that about?
Yeah, so we will have some special remarks from the Mayor Hazel, and then also the Republic of the Marshall Islands will be sending either a letter or the ambassador in New York to come over to speak a little bit about the history of the Marshallese people. Along with all them speeches, those lovely long speeches, we're going to have the flag dance. It portrays a group of girls that have practiced the flag dance. It shows the Marshallese flag on their dress. It's specifically sewed for that one person. And we'll have a lot of dances, a lot of singing, a lot of a lot of fun that day.
Sounds like it will be. And also, I'm sure there will be, maybe some food, right?
Oh, yeah, you know me.
Let's hear about that. Yeah, let's hear about that.
So we're going to have booths. I'm thankful for the seven churches, if you guys didn't know. There's seven Marshallese churches here. They're all Pentecostal. And so they're all going to hold a booth, and each church is going to make sample sizes of Marshallese delicacies and all types of food that the Marshallese usually like to eat. So that's going to be available to the public. It'll be small portions, but you can eat as much as you want.
That's my next question. When you talked about the food that the Marshallese likes to eat, now this is what I'd like to learn about. What is some of the food?
So it's all tropical food. We have seafood, and there's going to be there's a lot of stuff coming from the Marshall Islands that they're going to incorporate into the dishes. I'm not really sure yet, so I guess it's going to be a surprise what specific dishes are going to be made by each church.
And I think when it comes down to what breaks down barriers and, gets us all to live in harmony, I'm sure you agree food is a big part of it.
Because
I think your average American, myself included, we love different nationalities' food. That's just how it is, right?
Yes, I agree. Well, look at me. I love food, so
I was going to say, and you can get it all here, whether it's Marshallese or Italian, Mexican. It's all represented here, and it's all good.
Yes, Mercer County.
German, exactly. All of it. Yeah.
We have everything here.
That's what it's about. So that's pretty neat. And that's obviously just, just one day. Now, I understand that every Saturday in May, though, you've got something going on, right?
Yes. So the first May 4th will be the opening ceremony, a lot of singing and dancing. But then every single Saturday in the month of May, the Ohio Marshallese community will be hosting tournaments for the little ones, and also we're a little competitive on softball and baseball, so it'll all be in Eastview Park.
I was going to say, well, when we talked about tournaments and games, you talked about a couple of them, right? Baseball, softball,
There's also going to be basketball, volleyball, and then all the sorts of games for the little ones, like tug of war, egg toss.
All that fun stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's neat, because obviously those are games that not only, are popular in America, but baseball, basketball, it's caught on really all over the world,
yes,
right?
Yes, all over. Marshall Islands is very big on basketball and baseball, volleyball. It's just
Yeah, that's what's neat about that too is when we look at the major leagues. I mean, again, you get players from all over the world. Yes. It's like the world's game. You know,
that's true.
That's pretty neat. So, with that too, you work with Ohio Marshallese youth, and that's something that's fun to learn about. Also to learn about you a little bit, right?
Yeah.
To share with us. You've been here since 2016 is when you came here. But if you would talk to us about your family, your background, and what got you to Salina.
So, in 2016, a decision was made. My father was appointed as the head pastor for Ohio. The Full Gospel Church here, and we were sent from Springdale, Arkansas. And everybody always puts in a joke and went, "Oh, didn't know when we first talked about it."
Yeah,
didn't want to tell you about the weather.
Yeah, that's one thing that it's not as hot here as it is in Arkansas, right?
Yeah,
I've heard about those Arkansas summers. People who live there, you know.
So the funny thing is, whenever we have any church conferences, we get there and we're wearing sweaters from here, and as soon as we get to Arkansas, we're taking off our sweaters. It's just getting warmer.
That's for sure. And when you did get, to come here, and obviously, with your dad, you got to graduate from Salina High School, make some friends, right?
Yes, sir.
That's neat. And also interesting, too, is when you talked about the seven, churches, right?
Yeah.
And that's pretty neat. People probably are familiar with the one in Salina because it's kind of, on the main track there. I've seen it, obviously. And but maybe people didn't know there were six others.
Yeah, so that is a true. We have that main one over there on Main Street, but there are six others it gives a lot of option for the Marshallese people to choose each church because faith is a really big thing in our community.
And that's another question. Would people, if they were to come to a Marshallese church, do you think it would be that much different for them from maybe the church that they're used to?
So, all the churches, from what I know, they're all a Pentecostal. So if you like praising, go ahead and go into one of them. The one on Main Street, I know that we have interpreters there available. We usually have some guests come in every now and then. The other churches, I'm pretty sure either the kids will help interpret or one of the deacons will.
So, and when it comes down to it, we're talking about all the same holidays, for example, right? Christmas, yes. I'm sure, is a big deal.
Christmas,
we just had Easter.
Palm Sunday,
yeah.
Easter.
All of that. So
yes.
You kind of have that in common, right, with anybody.
Yeah. That's correct.
And in addition to that, I know you can kind of give an estimate on how many Marshallese people there are in Mercer County, but it's somewhere you're thinking between 2,000 and 3,000, roughly.
Yeah, I think right now we're looking at 2,800. We're trying to still make the official census, you could say. It's going to take a lot of work, and we're going to get there because now that we have our officers elected by the community, now we're getting them out to everybody's homes and just getting the numbers so that we can provide that for the city or anybody that needs it.
All right. And with that, I'm sure you talk about, what people would be curious about is what kind of brought, you to Mercer County. I can see a lot of reasons, whether it's low unemployment, great schools, that would attract people to come here.
So the Mercer County really attracts, you got a lot of jobs. So Ohio, I think it's Ohio in general. There's a lot of job opportunities, and it's just a nice, quiet town and not too crowded. Like where most of the people are from is Springdale, Arkansas. Oof. Talk about overpopulated.
Yeah, and obviously probably maybe not as easy to get a job, right?
Yeah. So, every job is – you usually have to go to three interviews to try to nail one, but here – there's a lot more, right there on the radio said, there's a lot more jobs than there are people to fill them.
All right. Excellent point there. And another thing, as you said, we talked about this, I'm sure as we were joking earlier, you like the four seasons, right? I mean,
especially if it hits all in one day. So.
Yeah, we do get that. Yeah. Maybe we didn't, tell anybody that before they came here. We do have four seasons, sometimes all in one day or one week. So pretty neat. Also, I'm sure you could talk about, the Marshallese community, right? Emphasis on family and community.
Family is a key part of our culture, family and faith.
And with that too, if you would, kind of share with us, just some of the things that are different, in your community than in ours that people would be interested in learning about, traditions, if you will.
So, In our culture, we're really family oriented, and the main problem now is just people seeing that there's a lot of people in one house. The reason for that, sometimes they're willing to bring in someone so that they can get their own house in the future. But sometimes it's just, we're not able to take our parents to the nursing homes. And even though a family can be really busy or just busy people, they keep the family all in one place.
Yeah, and for some people, like you said, your culture, that this is how you do things, and generally when there's differences between cultures, that you have one side saying, I've never seen that before, and then another side saying, this is what we do, this is what we've always done, right?
Yeah, so I think the main problem we had at the schools with the kids, in our culture, to look someone straight, like, in the eye is disrespectful. And the teachers were having problems with that. And then when we told them, they were like, oh, we didn't know that.
The kids
are taught, like, in our culture, you listen and then you respond when they tell you to respond, but you don't look someone in the eye. It feels just disrespectful, like you're just trying to taunt them or something.
You know, I can see that too.
Yeah.
You know, almost where it turns into a stare down situation. But the poor teachers are going, what am I doing here? He's not even looking at me.
What am I doing wrong here?
I'm being tuned out. What's going on here?
So when I asked the kids, did you hear what she was saying? They're like, oh yeah, I heard. And the teacher was like, oh man, I didn't know that.
and how interesting that was. A simple conversation fixed that.
Yes. So it's just, we're trying to get, that's what the May Day is for. Not only for our Constitution, but to just show who we are, what our culture is all about, just so we can all live in harmony.
In addition to that, I know the school, has talked about this, that they help Marshallese kids learn English, but also an emphasis, I think, on your organization that's fine, but like a lot of people, you want to preserve the culture too. You want to make sure that the kids that have never been, to the islands learn the culture, right?
Yeah, so we have a program called Marshallese 101. We teach the kids that have been raised here, born and raised in America. We just teach them about the Marshallese language and, above all, the Marshallese culture, because it's very unique. There's things that just not every culture has, and that's what I love about the Marshallese culture. We're very unique in that way.
I was going to say that I think is a struggle for any group of people that moves to the States, that when you start to get into that second and obviously third generation, now you have people that this is all they've known, and that culture can start to fade.
Yeah, so we're doing all we can here at Ohio Marshallese Youth to preserve that culture, and I feel like the kids are loving it because they're learning. I'm learning with them too, so because I was born and raised in Springdale, Arkansas, so it took a lot of years, a whole bunch of years for me to learn about my own culture, so.
Yeah, understandable. We're going to take a break. We'll talk more about Constitution Day. In addition to that, too, we'll talk about some of the other events that are happening, like all, throughout the Saturdays in May, because by my count, there's about four Saturdays in May. So we'll talk about that as we continue with Mike Capelli here on Spectrum.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPB LLC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you pick up a new pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Bosch Icon wiper blades have up to a 40% longer life than other premium wiper blades. The professional parts people will even install them for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, we're back here on Spectrum. Michael Capelli is with us from Ohio Marshall East Youth, talking about all of the things that are going to, you know, be happening, you know, as part of Constitution Day, starting that Saturday, May 4th, 11 a.m., kind of the opening ceremonies, and a party that's all day and all night till 10 o'clock, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's also talk about, you know, some of the things happening the other three Saturdays in May.
Yeah. So, so the athletic department, I haven't gotten a report yet, but, their plan is to host the basketball games on the second Saturday. Third Saturday will be the volleyball games. And then the fourth Saturday, it'll be all the final games and the baseball games. So
that's really neat. Yeah. People, just come out. And on those days, will the food be available too?
Oh, yeah. So all seven churches will be providing food for that event too. And, there's going to be plenty of water, thanks to the Eagles Club.
Very nice of them,
and the WOCAP.
I was going to also ask, you know, a couple of things. Will there be any music, first of all?
Or, oh, yeah.
Okay.
The Marshallese culture, there's a lot of
music. That's a question I want to have. Yeah, what kind of music? I mean, it would probably be too easy to say island kind of music, or is it a little different?
So there's a lot of genres of music, and I'm glad that there is a band coming from Springdale, Arkansas. They're called Mark Harmony, M-A-R-K. And they do a lot of singing over there in any event in Arkansas. And so my sister, she's actually the manager for the group, and I got a good deal on them.
I bet you did. Yeah, a little family discount, right? Yeah,
family discount. She covers everything.
It sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. Now for you, you know, and especially because you, you know, kind of grew up in the U.S., I bet you listen to a lot of different music then, don't you?
Yeah, so sad to say, but I don't know. A lot of my friends don't like this about me. I just don't like rock music. That's the only genre I do not. Oof. It just doesn't get me going.
You know what? That's why there's so many different kinds of music.
Yeah, but every other music I am for.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. So, and also another thing too, in obviously I'm sure, you know, preserving the community and the language. Do you speak Marshallese yourself?
Yeah, so I serve as an interpreter for the community, so.
That's pretty neat. That's I've always said, and I'll keep saying it, I have such respect for people that come here, they don't know English, and they learn it, and they struggle, and I always say, look, you speak two languages, you are smarter than me. I only speak one language, and I have enough trouble just with English language itself.
Yeah, whenever I have any of the elders, and they're speaking English, it just shocks me that the amount of commitment they do just to learn another language. But, you know, it's hard to change people whenever they're older, and
for sure.
They're all for it.
And also another thing as well that, you know, that I think, you know, you've talked about all the help you've gotten for this. Do you generally find, you know, a lot of acceptance, you know, from people? I'm sure they have questions, but, yes. But for the most part, I mean, has the community been pretty nice to the Marshallese as
yes.
they come?
The Mercer County community has been beyond nice and very welcoming. Well, we have those few comments and all that, but you get that anywhere.
You do, and about anyone.
Yeah, and if the more we know about each other, that's when we start to form that little harmony.
I've always said, you know, jokingly that, you know, two people can be a different culture, a different religion, and then you find something. It can be anything from, gosh, I wish the Reds had a bullpen, you know, right? Just something else, right? You're connected, exactly.
You could be hating each other one second. You say that one statement right there.
You find the one thing, and I think also, what are the, you know, and the more you know, like I've certainly have enjoyed hearing about the different food, about the different clothes, the music, but what it all comes down to is all the things you've talked about are things that that we kind of do here anyways. The commitment to family, the faith, you know, that's there. The foundation is kind of the same.
And I feel that's why a lot of Marshallese are being attracted to the area, because in some ways it's a lot similar to what we feel back in the islands. We may not be in the islands, but it's all about the love.
Another thing, too, I encourage people, you know, research this yourself, because it's kind of a long story, but everybody currently in the Marshall Islands, they can come here.
That's the other thing. Yeah, it's under the Compact of Free Association, so we're legally allowed to come in and out of the, and live here. The only thing is, if they're not born here, non-citizens, they're not able to vote. But we have processes that help people register to vote or register to be a citizen.
Yes, that's kind of a different, ball game, if you will. But then again, on the other hand, when you follow all the right steps and all the right paperwork and have a little patience, I'm sure you can become a citizen, you know?
Yes.
Emphasis on patience.
Yeah,
to point that out. Now, you yourself have not visited the islands, right, in your life?
No, I have not. I wouldn't say I'm being forced, but I'm being encouraged to go on.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
In July.
All right, so you're gonna go then, right?
Yeah, we have a huge youth conference over there for our church that's there on Main Street. We have about 89 churches worldwide, so
that sounds exciting to go.
Though. Yeah, so that's our headquarters in the Marshall Islands. And
how long does it take to fly there, you think?
Ooh, okay. The stories I've heard from Hawaii, it is 4 or 6. I'm not really sure, but they told me to get a seat pad.
Okay. As I wondered if you would take off and out of Columbus maybe or something. And then
yeah, I could go to Columbus, go to L.A., and then Hawaii, and then
okay.
From Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii, you go straight to Marshall Islands.
That would be fun. See, the problem is if I landed in Hawaii, you might have a hard time getting me to go. It's pretty there, right?
What I'm saying.
he's supposed to be here now.
As soon as I run out of money, I got to go.
That's pretty neat, though. Pretty exciting and something that I'm sure you'll always remember and be able to document. And,
yes.
That'll be. I'm sure you've seen many pictures, many videos. I don't think anything ever quite is the same as actually going somewhere.
Actually,
you know,
being there, yes.
That's fun for you. I appreciate that. Well, and I wish for you for every Saturday in the month of May some great weather.
That's always
good to have.
Yep.
And we're going to get out of April, so we expect like May flowers, less than the April showers we've had, or the lovely freeze warning we're worried about.
It's just lovely.
I know, right? What's going on here? So, again, Mike, I want to thank you for coming on. Certainly we'll stay in touch, keep doing these shows periodically. I know you got people you could probably bring sometime, and we can, kind of share that experience. And again, encourage everybody, starts May 4th at 11 a.m. in Salina in the Lakeshore Park, right?
Yeah, over there, the Red Tent.
Yeah, the Red Tent,
yep.
And that'll be a lot of fun for people. Everybody can come and go as they please. It's all day, all night.
All day, all night.
And yeah, all right. So again, Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.